Hello, 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 hello again. Episode 42 on the 22nd of the 7th, 2021. Here we are again. I am trying to get ahead of myself, so it is still Tuesday. It is Tuesday, yeah, before I start making some weird mistakes there. But yeah, I've got some family stuff going on this week, so I thought that I would try and get ahead of myself. Again, I haven't written down any notes, so I will just ramble on like I normally do these days. And hopefully some good material will come out and we can all love and be happy and help each other out with the amazing words of me. Yeah, it's been quite a busy day today, actually. Quite busy. I had my little boy down. I needed to go and get my van back, which is funny. I was quite shocked because it was me and my mate were meant to be handing back our vans, and they didn't let us go together. Like, my mate had to go and drop his one off at 10 o'clock, and then I had to go and drop my one off at 12 o'clock. It's like, why would you not just have us both meeting at the same time? Just shows how much of troublemakers they think that we actually are, which is quite funny. But yeah, the supervisor's alright. I used to work with him before. So I was talking to him just about the company and everything like that, and I'm so glad I am out of there. So glad that I do not need to deal with that shit anymore. You'll be glad to know that, because this is later on. It's like 7:15 at night on Tuesday, so I do not have a coffee, so I will not be slurping down the microphone. I do have my water though, so there might still be the same issue, but that has got a straw, so we'll be able to try it out, Jason, see if we can hear it. But yeah, then after that I got my little boy down, and we went and played in the park and went for a walk, and there was people swimming in the Don as well. They looked absolutely freezing. I've got a cold water dip tomorrow as well at Cruden Bay Harbour. So that should be fun. It was just the way I offer people, but by the time that you guys hear this, or you guys and gals hear this, then it's going to be... it's going to be Thursday, and you will have missed it. You'll be turning up there being like, oh, well, where the hell is Ian? Because, yes, it messes my head up a bit trying to do this, and different days, and trying to work out what days is coming out. So, but it's good, because I'll be ahead of myself. I think at one time with this podcast, I was like about 4 or 5 episodes ahead of myself, which was great. It caused me no stress. And then I let it go quite a bit. And then I started doing it the night before. But of course, if something happens, or kind of like I've got like a family event or something along those type of lines, then I start stressing out about it. It's like, oh no, I need to go home and do the podcast. And it's like work, basically. I need to do research and everything. And yeah, like, it's pretty amazing. But as I've said before, it's like my therapy. It's like I seem to get everything that's in my mind out onto the internet and or onto the podcast, and yeah, I just feel better. So I would highly recommend this for anyone who suffers from anything, where if your head's too busy or anything like that, then just start putting your thoughts, start recording yourself, and just start rambling on. Because I find myself very much calmer now that I I get everything off of my chest, basically, that's in my head. And I can talk to the ladies and gentlemen who to enjoy this podcast, and I'm glad they are enjoying it, because I enjoy sitting here in my microphone talking in my living room. But I really do. I really want to start getting some people onto the podcast. I need to buy some equipment that's gonna allow me to do like two-way, like maybe have like a radio type thing. I think once I get the laptop, then I'm going to look into that, like having a look at microphones so that I can have a microphone and the other person can have a microphone, and then that way we can, then that way you can start interviewing, because I don't think it would be very fair, kind of like us handing over this tiny little microphone that I've got in my earphones. But yeah, that'll definitely be something that I will be having a look into at the end of the month, and getting the laptop, and then yeah, hopefully I can start getting some people onto the podcast and start making it not so much about me and start making it about other people and what they're doing, and if we can find common ground and talk, and yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, I'm really, really interested in it. Well, really, like, I'm really interested in doing that. So yeah, it'll be funny to see how that goes. Like, my mind's racing a little bit with that kind of idea, like, oh my god, like, what am I gonna ask them and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, why am I even worrying about that? It's not even set in stone. Because right now all that I'm doing is sitting in my living room talking over a microphone. And everything is good. I don't need to worry about my job or like what's happening there. I don't need to worry about the are we gonna get called back anytime soon to be going back to work, because now I totally know that that is my contract now, it completely terminated, it is now done. And then I've got a 5 week notice period that I don't need to work, I'll just get paid for that. So that's absolutely fine with me as well. It's like perfect. That is me away from the company, which is great. Sorry, there's like banging going around. Honestly, cannot wait to move out of the city. Like, it's starting to do my absolute nothing. Just inconsiderate people who stay in flats. Most people are all right, but you get the tall, inconsiderate ones that just do not care. It's almost like, oh, well, I pay my rent like Ken, so I don't care if I play my music like mega loud and it's in your flat. It's like, come on, I'm trying to watch Come Down With Me here. All that I can hear is boof, nts. Like, oh my god. Not that I watch Come Down With Me, I'm actually lying. It's A Place in the Sun. I absolutely love that program. That's like the only program that I watch on TV. My TV's never really on. My TV's more here for the kids, because I don't watch it. But yeah, like, A Place in the Sun is, it's normally on when I have my dinner. So if I turn on the TV, then yeah, that's normally what I watch. So I'm trying to watch A Place in the Sun, and you've got people playing their music. I mean, I don't mind, I do not mind people playing music, you know, like that is, it's like I understand it, you know, like you're in a flat and stuff like that, so you like other people are gonna hear it, but it's when it's like excessively loud and they've got the bass turned up as loud as possible and you're like, what are you doing? Like, please, can you just have a bit of consideration? I think my problem is as well, actually, is that I went and stayed with my mum and my dad for like about, what was it, like about 8 or 9 months once me and my ex split up. And yeah, I think the fact that I was staying out there and they stay out and it's really quiet out there, and I think that I just enjoyed that peace. Well, I mean, I grew up in between Cruden Bay and Longhaven, right out in the middle of nowhere with no street lights and kind of like up a private road and everything like that. So kind of like I grew up with that silence. So kind of like being in a town where you've got where you can hear other people snoring, and that does my nut in as well. But really, I'm such a happy, peaceful person, I swear. There's just certain things that I'm now, as I get older, it's just like, no, nah, I've got no tolerance for it whatsoever. I think I would be a happier, peaceful person if I didn't need to deal with that. Other people's noise. Fine with my own noise, but other people's noise is an absolute joke. See, but I'd say I don't really make much noise. I mean, I tell Max as well when he's running around in here. He gets told, you know, like we've got neighbors, be considerate. But other people just don't seem to care at all. Like when I was staying with my ex in her flat, the guy next door to us, it's just loud music all the time. And you know, like one of those complete and utter arseholes that when you go up and speak to him, he's all like, all right, well, frick. Like, I don't give a fuck if my music's loud. Like, I pay for the flat type of thing. And it's like, you didn't even pay for the flat. You're a council. You know, like, there's other people staying around you. I would hate to think what the person down below him hears. So, yeah. Is really starting to do my nothing. The not having the peace and the quiet. That's why going camping was absolutely amazing, apart from the second night when I had those people sleeping behind me and that guy was snoring. That was doing my nothing, but it wasn't as bad because you could have the waves lapping behind you, and then I just focused in on that and fell asleep. I think my perfect house as well would be kind of like a balcony, like coming out of my bedroom with a balcony that you can go and sit on, and then you've got a river close by so that when you open up your bedroom windows, then you can hear the running water. There would be no civilization next to me whatsoever. I'd be quite happy with like cows and sheep or stuff like that. That wouldn't really bother me. But yeah. Maybe some trees around my house as well, just so that you know, like those really secluded, so that nobody could really see your house. Yeah, that sounds like an absolute dream. Looking out towards the Cairngorm, so that you've got like the mountains in the background and everything, and it's all green, and you've got red squirrels jumping around, and just sounds like paradise to me. That's why the solo camping's good. I mean, even when I go camping with my pals and stuff like that, you know, like just waking up to that, like opening up your tent and just beautiful scenery. And then, of course, and then you come into the concrete jungle that we call Aberdeen. Like, I saw a fight kind of like a couple of weeks ago here as well, and it was kind of like an absolutely disgusting fight. I think it was two women as well, and there's like the bunch of guys kind of like standing around, they're all goading each other on, and it got down on the ground, and kind of like someone's holding on to the girl's hair and kind of like just smashing her right in the face. And then kind of like she's down on the ground and kind of like kicks and you know like someone's kicking her and all that kind of stuff, and you're just like, oh my God. Like, is that not the type of stuff that people used to do in school? Like, why do you think that that type of behavior is acceptable when you're like 40 or like 30s, 40s? Yeah, I just do not get it. I'm definitely more of a lover than a fighter. I would rather talk my way out of it. You know, like, yeah, we could fight, but then we might get blood on our t-shirts, or like, then we might need to go to jail. Or not jail, but the police might come, and then we'll both get put in the holding cells, and that'll put a right dampener on your night. Like, let's just not do this. Let's just talk it out like adults. But of course, I need to start understanding that that's probably what they've seen. You know, like that's probably the way that they've been brought up. That no, if someone tells you something that you don't like, and you just punch them right in the face, like, eh. And of course, and now those people are having kids as well, where they expect everyone else to do it. You know, like they're expecting school to give them manners and expecting the school to sort their kids out, basically. And it's like, nah, most of that stuff's learned at home. Just makes you wonder, does it? Does make you wonder. But I need to be more open and loving and more compassionate to these sort of people. But yeah, when it's ruined, it might come down with me and in my place in the sun, then I've got a problem, really. Which I'm joking about, by the way. Like, I just don't like the non-consideration. I think, like, my pals that I went up to go and see the other day as well, like, that's what they were saying, that their neighbor, he's finally got an ASBO after umpteen attempts. And I think that she's been up to the door quite a few times, being like, "Can you turn it down?" And he's all like, "Oh yeah, cheers, cheers for coming and talking to me," rather than going away and all that, you know, like going and telling the authorities and all that kind of stuff. And then like the next day, he's blaring his music again, and you're like, "Well, I've came up and told you that you're blaring your music and that I don't want to listen to it. So how come you think that just because it's the next day, that it's not going to be the same situation?" It's horrible, because then you feel that you're trapped in your own flat that you're paying for. I think they're actually looking to sell up. I think that they had a valuator coming up. I'll need to give them a text actually and find out how that went. But yeah. It's unfair. It is really unfair, the fact that you are staying in a block with five other people. I think the annoying thing for me was is that when I first moved in, this is a family block, whereas they're all council apart from the middle one that isn't council, so they can just get whoever they want. And yeah, the first couple of, like, what was it, about a month, I had moved in and it was so quiet, you know, like it was so peaceful and all that. And then about a month later, they moved in and it was like, all right, okay, no problem, you know, like there and there. And then the music started. I've went down and banged on his door a few times. Yeah, I think I even banged on the door at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and was just like, nah, I'm not happy with this. Can like, I've just finished work. Like, why should I be coming home and I can't even hear my TV because you've got your music blaring? It's just not on, no consideration whatsoever. But I've noticed, because they are Polish. Now, this isn't racist or anything like that. I haven't got anything against the Polish, but I noticed that when we were camping as well, that when we were camping up at Loch Morlaix, there was a Polish family that came, and they asked the people who we were I'm sorry, I'm getting an incoming video call that I'm not going to answer. We were camping, and then a woman came over, and then she camped pretty close to us. And then when the Polish family came, they said, "Do you mind if we camp here?" And the woman was like, "Well, I've got kids." Meaning, you know, like, well, I've got kids, so you'll need to keep it down because I've got kids here. And the guy was like, yeah, that's fine. We've got kids too. Which I was like, all right, okay, Sam, no problem. And then, yeah, they play music like all night. Collected. I'm not too sure if it's us as Brits that we're a lot more compassionate or we're a lot more understanding that we don't want to disturb people and stuff like that. Whereas, yeah, the Poles just don't seem to care. Which is probably a better way to be living, honestly, because why are we caring about other people's opinion and all that? But yeah, it's the whole consideration thing. It's not even about their opinion or anything like that. It's more a consideration thing where you're wanting people to be more considerate of the people that they are living around. So I, and then the person next door to me, like they play rap, that really young kiddie rap that is just utter pants. I think to myself, like, how can anybody listen to this? And it's so bad because now I'm starting to sound like my mom and my dad. Like, while I was playing their music, and they're like, oh my god, what is this crap? And now I'm totally doing that. Like, am I getting old now? Is that what's happening? That I'm not down and hip with the kids anymore. I don't understand this music that they play. It's mental though. It is absolutely mental. But yeah, just the consideration levels of some people. I mean, I can understand. I could completely understand, because I bet you when I was a kid, like when I first moved into Aberdeen and I was about 18, 19, then I just didn't give a shit about anybody else's opinion or anything like that, and I'd be playing my music loud. But you see, when these people start becoming like 30 years old and all that, then I think there needs to be a bit of yeah, okay, there's other people around me, so I will be more considerate about that. Because yeah, when I was 18, I didn't care. The music was like loud and all that kind of stuff, and yeah. But if you're older and you understand, it's probably funny as well, because they're probably the type of people that if someone else has got music that's blaring and all that kind of stuff and they don't like it, then they would probably go and say something as well. So it's like tit for tat, is it? One rule for them and one rule for everybody else type thing. Sorry, I'm gonna write down a couple of things, because I always forget what I've spoken about. I always forget what I've said. Always. And then I need to get the lovely lady in my life to remind me what I was talking about the next day when she listens to it. So maybe I should start writing this stuff down when I'm speaking about it, because I just cannot remember. I go into like an absolute blab mode and was close. Sorry, I needed some water. I burnt the top of the roof of my mouth. And it, like, every time I drink water, it brings back that burning sensation. It's really sore. That's what I get for eating Max's pizza just out of the oven, being a fat boy. But I've been pretty good, I will have you know. Like, I've managed to stay away from meat on most occasions. I probably have meat now like once or twice a month rather than every day, which I'm amazed about. Completely amazed about, actually. I totally thought that. Sorry. See, like, I mean, it's not going great, is it? I've nearly drunk down the microphone, and now I'm yawning down the microphone, and yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, yeah, I'm really surprised, like, the no meat thing. But then, as I've said before, I enjoy it because of the running. I definitely feel less lethargic. I don't feel so weighed down when I'm running after just eating the, like, I've been eating the same food for like a month and a half now, though, I think. Where I just eat like rice, sweet corn, some diced pepper, not a diced onion, and some peppers, and I fry them up. And then, yeah, I've got like the rice, the sweet corn, the fried the fried peppers and onions. I just eat that. It's not bad. I quite enjoy it. I'm definitely one of those people that could eat the same meal over and over and over and over again, though. I think when I worked at the Monkey House, like, I had cheeseburger and chips for the for like the for absolutely ages, basically. Like every day, cheeseburger and chips. They've done quite a nice steak pie in the Monkey House, actually. But yeah, it was just cheeseburger and chips. That's these. That's me. My tiredness starting to catch up on me. Cause it's been quite a busy day. With little Junior going to the park, we met his little pal. We met his little pal, and then they were like, I was chasing them around, and they were all like the high pitched screeching, though, like, oh my God. But yeah, they had an absolutely great time, fantastic time. So I now that I've done all that, it's now caught up with me. I could feel myself getting tired earlier on. It's probably because I've been quite busy today. This week and a, like this month and a half has been pretty chillax, kind of like just doing what I want to do, and just going for like nice little walks by myself, and going to the park with Max. And but yeah, I think the fact that I went out running this morning, like I set an alarm as well. I think that's probably why I'm tired, because I didn't wake up. It can like, I just didn't wake up. It might, like when I woke up type thing. Which has normally been, what, about 7:20 or something like that, which has been my normal time of getting up. Which isn't too bad. Considering I think I'm going to my bed at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So I getting up at 7, still not too bad. I'm getting about 6 hours sleep. But then that's it, I'm getting up and I'm being active, and like that's what my mum was trying to tell me when I said that I'd lost, like I was getting paid off. And she was like, oh, like you're not wanting to start getting depressed, and like be sitting inside. And I was like, Jill, like that's not gonna happen. Like I'm well gonna be out running, out grounding myself in the sand and the grass. It'll be absolutely amazing. Got the job center on Thursday as well. Well, when this podcast comes out, I've got it this day, the job center. I wonder what they're gonna say on that, on the credit union, not the credit union, the universal credit form. It was like, oh, would you work for minimum wage? I probably shouldn't have put what I put, but I was like, no, I value myself a bit better than minimum wage. And yeah, I think I'm just gonna look at part time. I'll do part time work. Because I've got max like 5 days. So I would much rather spend time with him. And earn a bit of money. Because as I keep on saying on this podcast, there is more to life than money. There is more to life than going and working at a job that you absolutely hate. Because yeah, like, yeah, it's difficult though. It is difficult. I mean, it's difficult when you've got a mortgage and you've got kids and you've, you know, like, you've got all that stuff and you've got car payments and you've got credit card bills and all that other stuff that's there to bring you into debt so that you're then paying that off for the rest of your days. It's difficult. It is difficult, the world that we live in nowadays. Think we're all focused on the materialistic things as well, are we? Well, I mean, I know I was needing to get the latest phone like every 6 months and getting out another phone bill like an absolute tool. I think I'm paying off like two phone bills at the moment. I've got like 27 quid. I think my other one, like, I need to phone three. Because I phoned up three and I was like, well, I'm gonna be getting made redundant, so is there any way that I can take my payments down? And they were like, oh no, you can't do that. And I was like, well, how humane is that? You know, like, I've just told you that, so you're gonna make me go into debt because you won't lower my price plan. Like, what is that all about? So I need to phone them up after I paid my bill and find out if there's anything that they can do for me. That's gonna be fun. I think I tried to work out as well. It'd be like 700 quid to get my to get out of my contract. It's like one absolute tool. Starting to see these mobile phone companies for what they actually are. Just scandalous. And the way that the market works and all that kind of stuff, that for fools like I used to be. Why, the new iPhone 10X3 is out. You get a slightly better camera with it. Oh, I definitely need that. Like, it's got the better camera, you get more storage, and you get all this, and then you get it, and then it's exactly the same as your old phone. And now you're paying like 100 quid a month for that bad boy. Plus still the 30 quid that you're paying for your other phone. You're like, oh yes, look at me, Abdi's gonna be so well impressed in my iPhone. And they totally aren't. That's the only reason why we are getting those types of things, like your Samsungs and what TV you've got and what car you've got, and it's all because you want to impress other people. You're wanting other people to know that, well, look at him, he's flash, he's got like a BMW and stuff like that, and it's totally not. People don't care. Like, I remember when I went and bought a Ford Kuga just when my little boy was born. Or we had, what did we have? We had a Kia Rio before, like, before I got my other Kia Rio. And yeah, like, you could hardly fit the pram in the boot. And then all the other stuff, like, I mean, if you've had newborn babies, then you understand you definitely need a bigger car. Just to fit all the crap in, basically, that newborns need. So the pram wouldn't even fit in the back of the Rio, and then I got a payment from Quantum Claims for a previous job where I was working, and I got a payout then, so I put some money towards the Ford Kuga. I think I put 4 grand down or something like that. Now I look back at it and it's like one absolute idiot I was. Because I got this car and I just couldn't afford it. I just totally could not afford it on the wage that I was on, the price of petrol. Like, I mean, with my car now, I could get two full tanks of petrol off the money that I was using to get a full tank on the other one. And of course, because it was 2 liter as well, it guzzled the petrol. I think I was getting like about, what, 28, 28 something, point something miles to the gallon. Might have been even better than that, actually. It might have been 32 or 35 miles to the gallon, which wasn't bad for like a big car and doing 2 liter. But fuck, on my little small one that I'm driving around in now, I've got like 55.8 miles to the gallon. And that's because I basically do town driving, and then I get out every now and then to fly around in the and not the city. And it's just absolutely mental. And then I think one of the tires went, and it was gonna cost me an absolute fortune to get it fixed. And then it was just like, I just can't afford this car. As much as I loved it, had that boot, you know, like when you had like all your shopping in your hands and stuff, and then you flicked your foot underneath the back bit, and then the boot popped open for you. That was a nice feature. I mean, it was a beautiful car, don't get me wrong, it was beautiful. But did it make me happy? No, it didn't. It didn't make me happy. The materialistic thing didn't make me happy. I mean, it was nice driving around in the car and stuff, but thinking about all the payments and everything like that I needed to pay, it was just not worth it. Not worth the stress of being like getting in your pay and then being like, oh my God, I can't even afford to do this, or is that gonna be enough fuel if I'm just topping it up like once a month? And that's no way to live at all. It's just no way to live at all. Where you're constantly scrimping and saving, and there's no way out, basically. And then, yeah, I think once the little boy became that we didn't need to carry around the massive buggy, then we got rid of the Kuga, and I got another Kia Rio. But of course, going from like a 2 liter down to a 1 liter was idiotic. It was really, really stupid. And now I drive an automatic, which is even better, because I was like, when I was driving around in the van getting clutch knee, that was probably the bad thing as well. Like, actually, after I got the automatic and then driving around in my van, I would completely forget to change gear. I would get up to about third gear and then forget about it. Be like running around in third gear, like, and like, oh yeah, damn it, I need to change gear. And then, of course, I'd be cruising around in fourth for absolutely ages, and I'd be like, oh yeah, that's right, I need to change the gears on this one. My mate came out driving with us when we went out to go and check the camping spot up at Loch Kinnard before we went up there, and he goes to me, he was like, yeah, well, I was wondering. Sorry, I was wondering why you weren't changing gear. And it's like, yeah, it's great not having to change gear, just cruise around. I mean, it's annoying when you go around corners and your car's still in fifth gear, and I still head for the gears when I'm coming up to a junction, which is really annoying. And then I take out the drive, and then it's like, oh yeah, damn it, I need to be in the drive. But you've got to push on the brakes, so that's pretty difficult when you're like cruising along, and then all of a sudden you've taken it out and you're like, ah, oh, damn it. And push on the brake quickly and get it back into drive. I mean, it's got a little manual bit at the side where you flick it up and flick it down to come down the gears, but I'm starting to get used to it. That is annoying. That is one of my pet peeves, is having it go in it like 35, and then you're coming around a corner, and then the car just in fifth gear or fourth gear, trying to get around a corner, and then it kind of like judders, and then it needs to change into like a lower gear. And that would be my only pet peeve of the automatic, but everything else seems, it just seems to be great. The fact that I'm not getting my clutch knee anymore, that it's a lot more comfortable. Like, I mean, but my car's in absolute state anyway. You see the back of it, it's just full of camping stuff. Like, I've got my double duvet, my mattress, we've got like absolutely everything in there. Everything in the back of that car. Camping seats. That's why I'm lucky that there's only normally ever like one or two people in my car. Like me and someone else, or just me. When it's me, I don't really care. Everything goes in the back. Which is funny. Oh my god. My leg. I've been leaning up against the table and now I've got the indent into my leg. It's well itchy. I think I've been bit by a few midges as well. I've got some midgy bites there. But yeah, so I had to get rid of the Kuga, which was sad, sad times. But now I understand that it doesn't make me happy. It didn't make me happy. It made me more miserable, to be quite honest, because the money that I didn't need to fork out on it, I was having to fork out on it, and then it was just like, no, I can't afford this. And then yeah, going from the Rio, or going from the Kuga to the Rio, the 2 liter to the 1 liter was it was really stupid. Or I think it was like a 1.25 Kia Rio, and yeah, it was so poor, like the speed and everything like that. And of course, it was brand new as well, so you're not really meant to take your brand new cars over the 400 or 4,000 RPM, like the revs. And to get any sort of speed on that, you needed to go up and past the RPM base, so. But it's fine. Because someone else has now got that car. So it's not my problem. I've got the little mini Suzuki now that I love. It's an absolutely godsend, a dream come true. Fuck, I would pay like £20 road tax. No, not road tax. My insurance. It's got no road tax on it, and yeah, it's just like 35 to 40 quid to fill up the tank. I'm laughing, absolutely laughing. But as yeah, as I said, it was like 70 quid to fill up my tank when I was driving around in the Kuga. And the only reason why I took, like, normally what I would do is with my pay, I would normally take, like, like two fill-ups, and then that would hopefully do me the month. But I took like three fill-ups this time, and I've still got money there coming up to the end of the month. But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna need, well, I don't think I'll get a full tank out of it. I think I've got like about 25 quid sitting there for the petrol. Now I've got money for food and everything, so I'm definitely doing a lot better. And if I can end up at the end of the month with some of that left, then I feel pretty. What's the word? I'm pretty chuffed in myself, pretty proud of myself, because normally I'm absolutely terrible with money. So the fact that if I managed to do that, it would be very good, very good. But yes, I think that is basically me rambled enough. How many minutes have we got in? 4 minutes. Have we done that bad? Again, like it was a bit like yesterday's episode. What did I get? Like 55 minutes with no notes. I'm starting to get quite good at this. I've noticed as well that my ego still gets the better of me on certain occasions though, because when I finish my run, I normally do a TikTok, and I still don't like doing it around people. I've just got to get that fear away from me. Because other people don't care. I don't even care if they're looking at me. Well, obviously, I do care because I'm not doing it. There seems to be that fear about it that I don't really want to be talking into my phone, making a TikTok. There's a guy who I follow though on TikTok, and I think he's Andrew something. I can't remember his full name or his posting, but he made a TikTok today, and he was like, I got out of bed and I felt bad. like there was something wrong, and he was like, right now I'm standing outside, because he's doing places outside of New York. He goes and stands outside of New York, and he records stuff in New York. And I mean, you know how busy New York is, and that's what he said. He was like, I'm even feeling uncomfortable standing here talking in my phone, making a TikTok, but I'm still here doing it. I'm proving to you that nobody really cares. And there was another guy that I watched as well, and he just laid down in a tube station, just laid down on the floor to see how many people would react to him and all that, and nobody reacted to him. Nobody cares. Everybody is far too much involved in their own stuff going in their lives for them to even consider what you're doing. I think I watched another one where there was a woman who went out on her, in her pajamas, and she was like, she went like the whole way, basically the whole way from like London. She was on the tram or on the underground in her pajamas, and I think there was one woman who looked at her, one woman. The rest of them are all too focused on what's going on in their own lives. And I think that is an absolute quality bit of advice, that if we can stop focusing on other people's opinion of us, or stop thinking that what these people think about me, and it's people that you don't even know, you know, like you don't even know these people. I don't know these people who I'm walking past. So I should really just stop caring and just let my, well, I get the better of my ego, basically. But it's difficult, is it? It is difficult to try and beat your ego, because your ego is the one who is holding you back, as well as your mind staying in the comfort zone. So, but yeah, I will work on that. You ladies and gentlemen can work on something as well. Let's all work together. See if we can beat this, beat our egos, and start becoming more positive and happier people, and not caring what people think about us. I'm definitely getting there. Like I would have never done the podcast if I was worried what people thought about me. I wouldn't be on episode 42. I wouldn't be able to ramble for 47 minutes as well. So yeah, I've very much stopped caring what people think, but there are still certain situations where I feel uncomfortable about it. But I will get there. I'm still growing as a person. There are still things that I need to get better at, and to learn how to get better at. So, but I've got this, and I know I've got it. I'll know that I'll smash that. I just need to beat my ego. And I just keep on doing it. There's some other guy that I watch that kind of like he does like quite a lot of TikToks. He's quite aggressive with it though. He's just like, what the fuck do you care and stuff like that. You're like, you tell them fucking straight. And but yeah, I see him walking around on his phone, kind of like doing TikToks, and nobody even pays attention to him. So I need to start focusing on that, that nobody is paying attention to me. More people have got what they talk about on, yeah, like what they go on about in their life, like what is happening in their life. They are more worried about that than me doing a TikTok. But yeah, I think I am gonna end this podcast. So thanks very much for tuning in. Thanks tuning in for the people overseas as well. I had a look again, so it's like America, Australia, Canada, Germany, and Russia, which is pretty amazing. It's going around the world. So I'm absolutely thankful for that. Sorry, I've got a video call coming through, so I'm getting confused by that, looking at that, and then my mates just text me as well, asking me something. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you are enjoying it. Keep on coming back for more, please, because I love doing this, and hopefully you love listening to it. But remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, Be thankful for what you already have and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Once you find that happiness from within, then you will be amazed at what happens to your life. Absolutely amazed. Right, people, peace and love as always. Ciao.